Time now to head live to the nation's capital, and we bring in ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. You can follow her on Twitter at Karen Travers. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day, Karen.
I did. Thank you very much. I actually got to see my mom up in Philadelphia, which
good
is
for
very
you.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It seems like thank the you. Biden administration is working to get its messaging straight mm-hmm. on a whole series of issues, the latest of which seems to be why there are so many jobs available across the country and so few people willing to fill those positions.
Yeah, and you know, the administration will say there's a couple factors at play here. One, COVID and concerns about going back into a job if there are safety issues, you know, depending on how front-facing it might be, the service industry, the hospitality industry, traditionally low-wage jobs as well. And, you know, they're saying that if you look at the jobs report and thinking about where we were at the beginning of April, the middle of April, compared to now on May 10th, the vaccination numbers are up. So they're hoping that things are getting better and people feel more comfortable going back. The other big, big thing that administration officials will point to is childcare and schools and still uncertainty for millions of parents whose kids are in virtual school or hybrid school, which means half a day in person, then part of the day back on the computer. And that's very hard to juggle without good childcare. So that for many people right now, the calculation is it's just not cost effective or feasible even to go back at this point. That's what the administration is saying. Now, another argument, and Republicans are really pushing, is that the $300 a week in extra unemployment benefits is giving Americans an incentive to not go back to work, to not take these jobs right now, and that that's causing a crunch for some small businesses. Economist we talked to last week said, though, that there really isn't an indication at this point that there is that crunch because wages haven't ticked up even a little bit, and that usually happens. So this is something that's going to be a very big political football over the coming weeks. The president, though, last week says the jobs report shows the country has a massive hole to still dig out of.
And all of those arguments don't have to be mutually exclusive. It could be
sure.
all of those reasons, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what it is. You know, it's a little of column A, column B, column C, and column D. There's a factor kind of for everybody. It's not one thing. It's a lot of things right now because the economic impact was so widespread last year.
Right.
22 million jobs were lost. That's not just in one particular sector affecting one type of worker. It's all across the board. So, you know, the recovery has to be across the board. The president this week is going to be focusing on infrastructure. He's going to be sitting down with congressional leaders, the top two Republicans and two Democrats on Wednesday, and then meeting with a group of Senate Republicans on Thursday to talk infrastructure. Look for the president this week in remarks today and in the coming days to say that jobs report is disappointing and shows that his policies need to keep moving forward. That's what his argument will be.
That extra $300 in unemployment benefits, I believe on the federal level, are going to be around until at least September.
Couple more months. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, where are there negotiations on yet another? I mean, are there even talk on a fourth stimulus?
You know, that has not really been talked about too much, at least not really loudly. You know, right now, the big focus for the president is the infrastructure plan.
Yeah.
And that's really going to dominate the next couple of weeks. They've got a big to-do list right now between now and Memorial Day, which is really quickly approaching in just a few weeks. So they got a lot of things to do, but infrastructure is really the big legislative priority right now. Now, the White House has said the president wouldn't rule out another COVID relief package, but they also want to see, you know, what happens with the last one. $1.9 trillion the president signed in March. And he says you're starting to see the good benefits of that right now. But I think they want to kind of like let that settle in before seeing what else needs to be done, if anything.
Kind of mock the Trump administration, but it seems like May is becoming infrastructure month for the Biden administration as well.
It is. It is. I mean, it's kind of infrastructure season. We might
yeah.
be talking about this all summer. So buckle up. Get ready. Get excited.
Karen, always a pleasure. Glad you had a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. That was very nice. Thanks.